Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault. The following presentation takes place at the 2009 Minnesota Summit to Prevent Sexual Violence. Rodrigo Sanchez Chavarria, a poet with the organization Youth Thrive Live, reads a piece about speaking up.
Conference means a lot to me. I'm happy to be here, happy to be able to be engaging in this, and I wrote a little piece about it. So, not untitled right now, but I feel that my values have been violated, replaced by hypersexual images. We've gone from making love in the bedroom to how to make love like a porn star. We've accepted pole dancing as a hobby that teen stars used to sell concert tickets. We have 10-year-old girls buying thongs, and we all act like there is nothing wrong. I have a 5-year-old daughter. She loves art, her stuffed animals, and wants to know when she can wear makeup. I tell her, what's the rush, as I sing, I don't want to grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. Just to convince her to stay her age, and to convince me, perhaps, that there's still time, from bikes to trains to video games. And news flashes of a girl being raped outside her school while people watch come across the TV screen. I will think twice when a man tells me she's beautiful, pretty, funny, even if he is 6 years old. And I am tired of being afraid, tired of feeling powerless, tired of being seen as the problem and never the solution. As more Calvin Klein and Abercrombie ads with half-naked kids in positions described in the Kama Sutra plaster the mall areas all over our TVs, inboxes, newspapers, and mailboxes. And all I can think is JonBenet Ramsey. And I don't want that anymore for anybody. That is why you will find me on street corners speaking up. On buses, speaking up, at work, speaking up, at school, speaking up. I will be speaking up, and wondering, when are you going to speak up?
Rodrigo's piece is followed by a poem from Tish Jones, a poet who is also from the organization Youth Thrive Live. She reads a piece about the effects of hypersexual images to which youth are exposed.
My name is Tish. I'm also a poet, and I plan on doing a poem. This piece is also untitled. Too many images to imagine. We've created a pattern. Click or flip pages past it like the ads don't perpetuate the fads if we look away fast enough. Touch screen. Lust at our fingertips. Stripped away privacy. Now I can see her hips. Webcam equipped 50 cents per square inch. One little and her lingerie slips. How many women have to pay for attention? What does daughter have to do to get daddy to listen? Doesn't get it till she's missing, lost in her own head. She's a prize in bed, or so she read, so she saw, so she thought. Daddy didn't tune in until she was already gone. Right motto gone wrong. It takes a village to raise a child, but the village is all wrong. Turn the TV on. Disney Channel theme song. See what's on. Teen Idol pole dancing. Do pop song. On Teen Channel. How do teens channel energy they ain't equipped to handle? Surf stations to worse ratings. We're a sexualized nation, bent on money-making via sexual exploitation. It's heartbreaking, but it's the heart of our nation. Porn sites sponsored by billion-dollar corporations. Sexual connotations written in all our animation. Who watches that? Sometimes I wonder if you've met him. He's 7. His hobbies include Star Wars, wrestling, and surfing the net. Doesn't quite grasp the concept, so he browses and enters into chat rooms that serve as brow raisers, sees things he shouldn't see, and doesn't know how to say them. He's 12 now. His hobbies include sports, surfing the web, sexting, and hanging out. Mom misses him. Dad missed it. But they're both so proud of their spitting little image. They dumb it down to cute, like, oh, he's kissing. He's got a girlfriend now. They've been together for a minute. Text messaging pictures. Picture 12-year-old boy texting 12-year-old girl exposed, because they were exposed, negative exposed, only this picture doesn't blur. He's 17 now, in jail, on trial. Girl said no. He thought it was a style. High-speed trial, he's locked up now. She's knocked up now. Don't be so shocked, though, because this is how it goes down. Another head count, body count, slaughter cow, feeding the machine. Money motivated. Greed. We control so much more than we think. Feed into it. Desensitized. sensitive, get pleasure from it, virtual, sensual experience, love it at our fingertips, put our income into it, rush through it, and don't make sense of it, market it, distribute it, because we don't see it as our kid till that's our kid, crying. She used to be a cheerleader, dying. She's always loved beauty pageants. Mute. He's so aggressive all of a sudden. Denying that we even saw this coming. What do your kids play with, watch, listen to, do whenever they're not with you? Who will they be? Who will you know? Who are they now? What's their favorite TV show? Have they had their first kiss? Are they at risk? Do they know what triple X is? What sex is? Respect is? Do you talk like this? Are you uncomfortable? Does this exist?
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.